What is happening? And welcome to the Life Without Limits podcast. If it's your first time, thanks for joining the party. And if you're a repeat offender, we appreciate you joining in on season two. Check out season one. It's been a blast as we continue to explore the idea of what makes us human. And through season one, we figured out, at least our findings proved, that it's about going for it and playing big and living what you believe is your truth. And the stories that were able to be shared by some really cool people were all about the struggles, the battle, competing through that process, and some tools to potentially dive into it. Season two, we're going to keep charging on that. We started off with Ted Robinson, and it was an awesome episode for those who've listened to it. I talked about being fearless, and Ted clearly has been that in his 38 plus years of being a broadcaster in every sport you can dream of. This episode's a little different. Number one, I'm recording it in Iceland, and I'm recording it on my phone, so if the audio is a little weak, I'll apologize. It's going to be a shorter one, so you could bear through it. But basically, I had this insane adventure. For whatever reason, Iceland has always been pulling at me for reasons I really can't describe. And as a traveler, those of you that have traveled around the world, you get it. You know, we go where we're kind of pulled. You know, sometimes there's reasons, sometimes there's answers, sometimes there's crazy detail to why we want to see a place. For me, it's always started, and it will always start, with feel. Well, what am I feeling? Why do I want to go to this certain place on the planet? And I'm not a cold guy, to be blunt. You know, grew up in Pennsylvania, shoveled for 18 years at home, 4 years in college, and I've always said that until I double that number, so that means me being 44 years old, I won't even consider moving back to the cold weather, because I don't want to deal with that anymore. And this is my first cold weather trip, really, of my adult life. So here we are, in the middle of the cold, in Iceland. And I went on this crazy excursion with this guy named John Anderson. And John, his path is awesome. Number one, he's an adventurer, no doubt. He has played big his whole life. He's a professional snowboarder. And then he became a professional rock climber, mountain climber. Climbing, obviously, here in Iceland, all the glaciers. And then created his own tour company. His tour company went crazy. I'm talking, it's the biggest tour company right now, arguably in Iceland. And it ate him up inside. And he was working too much. In his words, he felt like at times he was in prison. Couldn't break out of it and live his truth. So he sold his shares to his company. Meanwhile, when he sold it, he had a baby. He got a partner. They live and have this amazing life together. And it was a scary jump for him, but he had to get back to his truth, to his core, and he sold it. Well, a couple years later, he started his own company. He and his wife, his partner, they decided to start it up together, and away they went. And only five people work at this company. Only five. And it's pretty fascinating when you think about that. And they have this really dynamic company. And I landed here, as always, with my bag, and by the way, my bag never made it, so the first thing I did here, I was at a shop, which was a first for me, and get a winter coat, which was hilarious, and I went to this little tourist spot, and I said, hey, if I want a great adventure, who should I call? And without flinching, this amazing woman at the front desk, she said, I got you, and they called up John, and away we went. For 2 days, we went in deep into Iceland. Ticked the south coast, hit every spot, from the waterfalls, the black sand beaches, to the uncovered areas, to this epic glacier where we randomly, I didn't have a podcast plan, we randomly have a conversation. And my production partner, Jonathan J.J. James, he kind of urged me before I left to do a pod in Iceland. And he's in the back of my mind. Congratulations to him. He's got he just had two twin boys, which is amazing, so congratulations to JJ. But I took the challenge, and we had an interview literally on top of one of the most epic, definitely the most epic glacier I've ever seen, and honestly, probably the most powerful place I've ever been to in my entire life. I mean, it's where they filmed Interstellar. It was just out of control. You literally thought you were on Mars. And I'm climbing up these glaciers. I got the shoes on, got my ice axe, and It was just gnarly. And we talked about his path and his story and why Iceland means so much to him. And I got to say this, for anybody who's hoping to explore or visit this place, it's a no-brainer. It doesn't matter if there's 4 hours of sunlight or 24 hours of sunlight. Put it on your list if you want to adventure, if you want to see a place that is just different. And I get it, every place in the world is different, but different like Cuba is different. Different like India is different. Different like you'll remember it forever. It's going to impact you in a way that's hard to describe. You want to come here. So I think you'll really enjoy our conversation. It's in two parts. The audio is going to be interesting. One is literally on top of a glacier, and it was right before I climbed down it. We go over the edge, and he's like, I'm going to toss you over this. And he didn't toss me, but I went over and had to climb my way up, which was phenomenal. And we just talk about the process and being in the middle of nowhere. And then the second part of this, you'll hear the difference in audio, is we're in his car. And we're driving back along the south coast, and we dive into a little bit more of a story. So enjoy this. I hope you're booking your trip. I went through WOW Airlines, which was incredible because they got a national stopover in Iceland if you're on your way to Europe. So if you're doing it in the winter or the summer, I'd highly recommend it. And if you get here, find John and his company because it was an absolute game changer. All right, I'm going to stop rambling, dive in to Iceland, John's story. And of course, like we always like to say around here, well, sometimes just as important as having a plan is equally important as getting lost. All right, lots of love. Enjoy the convo. Later. All right, we're trying this out here in Iceland. Not sure how well it's going to work, but we are literally one of the most beautiful places. I can honestly say the most beautiful place I've ever seen. He has no how much I love to travel. And this is the first time we've done a Life Without Limits podcast episode outside and in Iceland. So we're here with John Anderson. John has been my amazing friend and guide over the last 48 hours or so. John, where are we, man? Can you set the stage for everybody?
So we're standing right in the middle of the river of a flowing ice called Svínafellsjökull, which would translate into Pig Mountain Glacier. Basically an outlet glacier flowing from this Europe's largest ice cap. That's where we're standing right now.
Wow. And when you come here, because you grew up here, what's the feeling that elicits inside of you when you're walking? I mean, we're literally walking on a block of ice.
I mean, it's definitely something that has just been part of me growing up. And, you know, my part of me as, you know, growing up as an alpinist and a guide. But it doesn't change the fact that every time you come up here, you know, on your own, if you're training or with guests that you're showing around, it's always just breathtaking. Yeah. And it's kind of like the view that you just don't get bored of. It doesn't work. There's no way to get bored of a view like this. I mean, sure, like if you're coming here every day, a few times a day, you know, it's work and work. It's work usually, but if you just stop for a second, look around, start appreciating the moment, you're quick to realize like how fortunate you are to be in a place like this.
You know, it's been a really cool at least day. Last night we saw the Northern Lights. Didn't know if we would. Almost a full moon. We're checking it out late at night. And then we have this. We're on this glacier. This whole podcast is all about the question that we're trying to seek is what does it mean to be human? So for you, for a guy who's seen this country inside and out, and you've been all over the world, what does it mean to be human?
What would it mean to be a human? I don't know. That's a tricky question. I guess, you know, each and every one has his own answer to that. For me, being a human is just, you know, living your life to the point where you're just happy, whatever makes you happy. If that's being outside doing what you're doing, if that's being inside doing what you're doing, you know, that just people, I guess, can, you know, feel happiness in a very, very different way. But I think every human is probably striving to be happy in whatever way that would work out for them. For myself, being outside, guiding in the nature, that makes me happy.
Wow. You know, one of my favorite things that you've said this entire time we've been together, and we've driven the south coast all throughout, and people have some pictures on the blog for this, is that this is nobody's land. It's our land. As an Icelander.
Yes.
That's different than even the Western community that I've come from. You know, in the U.S., it's all about, well, what is mine? What do I own? You know, I just bought a home. I just bought property. Why do you think that rings so true here in this country?
I think because we're closely connected with nature. That's kind of the history of the Icelander. It's just we've always lived outside in the nature. And, you know, becoming kind of more modernized, you know, what this, you know, in the past 100 years or so, we're still very connected to nature. And I think that's why, you know, when you travel around Iceland, and as I told you, like as an Icelander, your rights is to go wherever you want to go. It doesn't matter if it's a private property or not, you can still pass through. And the owner, it wouldn't bother him, because he just knows it's just part of, you know, what we all want to experience. We want to be able to go wherever we like to see the nature that our island has to offer and experience it.
Yeah.
And it would be a shame if it would, you know, go into the direction it's a private property, no trespassers, you know, stuff like that. It's just not going to happen.
It was neat. You know, social media is big, and I sent somebody a message on Instagram before I came on the trip, and I said, hey, where should I go? And I noticed that this person had just been in Iceland. He goes, just look up, man. Wherever you are, you just got to look up. And I think that's true. Everywhere we've been in this entire country, you just got to look up, and you're like, holy shit, this is amazing. Another perfect view. Oh, right behind me, it's amazing. Do you ever find yourself taking that for granted or no?
Yes and no. Some places you'll definitely travel to and, you know, you've been coming there a few days in a row and it's like, yeah, you were there just yesterday and the day before. But still, like I said earlier, if you just stop for a little moment, you know, a few seconds, just think about where you are, you're quick to realize that it's something that you shouldn't really take for granted. It's something that you should really appreciate once you're there and kind of appreciate the moment. And the same thing like with everything that you're looking around. You know, Iceland is just so variable when it comes to the landscape. And, you know, we have the saying, like, you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. And I often transfer that to the landscape as well. You don't like the landscape, just wait 10 minutes. Something new is going to come around the corner. You know, you might like it or you might not like it. There's just always something new. There's always, it's always magical, I find. You being a local, it's still magical.
I always ask people when we close up this podcast the same couple of questions. So I want to ask you the same. What makes you feel most alive?
When something overwhelms you, no matter what that is. That can be in a lot of things. That can be the nature. I guess it can be something that you experienced while being in the city. Just if I think being alive is just something when you stop and there's something like, whoa, what's going on here? Whatever that might be. That can be a lot of things. Sports, nature, you know, actions, partying, whatever. It's like, whoa, this is awesome. I think that's kind of, I would say that's the whoa factor, the wow factor. Like, whoa. I like it.
And how do you feel about the word limits?
Limits, again, can be, in my mind, mean few things. But when I think about the limits, it's usually what people, I guess, would think is like, there are no limits, or there are limits, and, you know, are you going to stay within those limits, or are you going to try to, you know, go beyond them? And I think Albert Einstein said, you know, once you've crossed your limits, you've gone, you know, so far that you can kind of continue to go. And there's the, like this line that you can cross and you realize it wasn't the line. You can go beyond that line. And then in some ways that might be a limit. Personal limit? Who knows?
I love that. I want to also make sure I say thank you because I took a nice fall here on the ice. It's a good save, man. But I feel like if anybody's going to walk a glacier, you got to fall down every once in a while just to feel like you're connected to it.
Oh, yeah. Just have a guide along on the other end of the rope. If he's well-trained, he gets your ass, that's for sure.
I love it. All right, well, it's cold, so we're going to keep moving, but I appreciate the time. All right, so we just finished hiking and climbing this epic glacier, and John, explain what we just did for listeners.
So we just went on a, you know, on a glacier hike. Basically, we're just hiking on the front of this outlet glacier, which is a river of ice flowing down the valley, basically the overflow of the ice cap itself. So in the front, you know, there are a lot of exciting things, you know, crevasses, we have deep holes called moulins, and it's just a breathtaking scenery. And basically what we're doing is just, we're trying and, you know, working our way and trying to do our best in seeing things that we've never seen before. And that's usually quite easy once you're on a glacier. And then you try to kind of find the line in between excitement and where everything is safe. and also try to keep things exciting while keeping them safe for more enjoyment, usually for our guests. Basically, you go on to a different type of planet, which is this planet of ice. You do stuff that you haven't ever done before in your life. That's what we just did.
I mean, it literally looked like Interstellar, and it's where they did film the movie Interstellar as well. Towards the end, we're walking, and you say, hey, I'm going to throw you over the edge here. And I thought it was like kind of a joke, but you literally basically did. Now, granted, I had a rope, and I did kind of go down there. But you go through that experience of ice climbing with people. What was it like watching me completely struggle? But I did make it to the very top.
Yeah.
But as a guide, what do you often see with people, and what did you see when I went through that?
So, you know, basically it makes no sense that you have a total stranger connecting a rope to you and just sending you off, and you look over your shoulder and you just see down into the void. Like, no one finds that a pleasant feeling. Everybody are like skeptical about it, but hey, this is what they asked for. They just hired me as their guy to do this. That's what I'm doing. You asked for it, I didn't. So, and you know, once you're at the ads then you start realizing all these things, like, it's important for the guy to kind of deliver good coaching, you know, be specific on details of how to line up, and you know, try to just use a calm, soothing type of voice just to calm the person down, because it's a little intimidating. And then, you know, you explain, you know, strengths and systems and, you know, how everything can keep an elephant, you know, suspended. And, you know, usually we're only weigh like 10% of an elephant. Depends how big we are, though. But with how you did compared to everyone else, it's very normal to see people, you know, reacting to the ads. And then once you've convinced them to go over, they start feeling a lot better. And when it comes to the climbing bit, it's a technique. And everybody who start climbing will struggle with the technique. That's where kind of the mentality comes in. Like, are they willing to give up and be pulled out? Or are they saying, like, no way I'm getting pulled out. I'm going to climb my way out. And that's what you did. You climbed your way out and you did great.
Thanks, man. It was actually, I thought it was similar to college football. In terms of late in the game, trust your technique. And early in the game, trust your technique. Don't be overhyped because of the crowd. And I didn't do either one of those things. The beginning, I definitely overused, like, my strength. And the middle, I got quiet in my mind. I just went step after step. And then when I got within literal meters from the top, my whole mind was like, just get to the top. And I knew that I shouldn't think that way. But I did. But it was an amazing experience. But before we say goodbye here, and thanks for your time, we're literally driving down a one-lane road, and there's nothing on either side of us other than snow and ice for the most part, right? We're in Iceland. Glaciers everywhere. You've lived here, grew up here. What makes your heart feel alive about this community when you are driving down literally in the middle of nowhere and you know that it's not built up like cities I come in from, or maybe cities you've even ventured to before, and this is a place that's really just evolving in terms of the popularity of people from the U.S. People from Europe have been coming here for a long time, but around the globe, Iceland's become a destination city, or destination country.
Yes, definitely, and you know, being of this tiny volcanic island way in the northern Atlantic Ocean, we've been off the radar. You know, nature, you have nature all over the planet, but the type of nature that we have here in specific is very, you know, raw, new type of nature and different. It's a volcanic island, like I said, and so we have a lot of lava fields. And lava fields aren't common around the world, like, far from it. The difference in the landscape we have between, like, the rough volcanic landscape down to the glaciated terrains, you know, move into the highlands where it's just, you know, a lunar landscape, finding another, like, these, you know, pockets within the highlands that are, like, with these high-heated areas where it just colors you've never seen before. The difference we have in the nature compared to other countries is we have it all, pretty much. And as I said earlier, don't like the landscape, wait 10 minutes, it's going to change. And that's very true. Iceland, when you drive the circle, it's different every time you're kind of around the corner. you'll find similarities. And then all of a sudden, like, there's just, whoa, what just happened? I went from, you know, this greenish type of valley into this lunar landscape. Where am I? Am I in Mars? Am I on the moon? No, you're still in Iceland. But you'll get the feeling that you're on a different planet. Like you just said, you're on the ice, you know, on the planet of ice, Hoth. Right. Or you were, you know, an interstellar type of movie. Or you, you know, you're in the north and you're in Mars. It's just red, desert, lunar landscape. It's just different. And that's what people started realizing when they came here, you know, taking photos. And, you know, like today with all this modern technology, it's easy to kind of show your photos. So I think that's one of the reasons why Iceland has been catching on quickly. It's easily accessible from North America or from Europe. It doesn't take too long to fly. Relative cheap to get here. It's really expensive to stay, but, you know, you can try to, you know, figure out the less expensive ways. But once you get here, you're in a magical place. That's for sure. That's guaranteed, you're in a magical place. Just allow yourself enough time to cruise around and capture these moments. And then, you know, maybe cross your fingers for, you know, good weather. That's always a part of it, but that's kind of out of our hands.
You know, I get asked this, and you certainly answered it there, but I want to ask you one more time. I get asked all the time, well, what's it like? Why should I go to whatever destination? If people were going to ask you, why should I come to Iceland? Because this trip's ending for me, and I didn't go to the Blue Lagoon, and there's nothing wrong with the Blue Lagoon, but there's much more than just that when you come into this place. So how would you answer it, being a man who grew up here, lived here, is raising a family here, and obviously is working in adventure tourism here?
I think what you will experience in Iceland is something that is different. Especially if you're, you know, experiencing different type of nature, just there is something there. If it's energy or if it's this, you know, feeling of happiness that we get, I don't know what it is. It's really hard to explain, but there's something there. There's just something here that people enjoy. And we do, as locals as well, as guides, constantly being in the nature, it's a view that you don't get tired of. You just constantly, you're amazed every time. Just as we came off the glacier with the moon thing, I've never seen that before. I was just as amazed about the moon thing as you were. I've seen this mountain a million times. I've been on this glacier a million times. It's just something changed. And like, whoa.
Wow.
It's there. There's something there.
I love it. All right, so for those of you that are going to be traveling to Iceland now, John, how could they get a hold of you? And I hope everybody gets to experience the entirety of the experience we had, or even a tenth of what you and I got to do the last couple of days. How could they get a hold of you?
Running a company called Asgard Beyond. So Asgard being, you know, home of the gods in the Nordic religion. And beyond, that's what we do. We take you beyond. We'll show you things that are beyond in Iceland.
I love it. All right, so the email and their website will be in the show notes. We're going to continue driving. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming literally along the hike with us. And this is Iceland. And like we end every podcast with the same line, that the only limits that you have in life are the ones you set yourself. Peace.